from KQED.
California ratepayers are paying $64 million for seismic studies to see if the state's two nuclear power plants might be more at risk from earthquakes than previously thought. But that work isn't going to get done anytime soon now that the State Coastal Commission has denied a permit. From KPBS in San Diego, Allison St. John reports.
More than 150 people packed the Coastal Commission meeting yesterday to consider the permit for a test involving high-powered air guns, which would shoot high-decibel sound waves deep into the ocean floor off the central coast. The seismic tests would help assess conditions around the Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant. But Michael Jasny of the Natural Resources Defense Council says the testing would cause tremendous harm to marine mammals.
The ocean is an acoustic world. It's a world of sound, not of sight. An adult blue whale has trouble seeing its own flukes in the water, but a blue whale can communicate through song over distances of hundreds, even thousands of miles. Like dynamite, air guns put out intense broadband noise across the frequency spectrum.
Coastal Commissioner Dana Bochco says the plant operator, PG&E, explained to her what the sound waves would do.
They did convince me that there is a target there, 7 or 8 miles below the ocean, that would give them some more information about the Hosgrave Fault and how it dips down and goes maybe under the plant, maybe not.
Bud Bochco says when she asked if finding the fault line would prove definitively if the nuclear power plant was safe or not, PG&E said it was highly unlikely.
And if it's not going to tell you, then why am I doing this to the ocean?
A specialized ship has already been brought from the East Coast to do the studies, but without a permit, they won't happen at Diablo Canyon or at San Onofre, north of San Diego. The state's Public Utilities Commission had ordered the studies as a condition of the license renewal process. For the California Report, I'm Allison St. John in San Diego.